called Who Will Write Our History? It is based on a book by Sam Kassow, who is my guest today, and he will be at the conversation / Q&A following Tuesday night's screening. I'm very pleased to welcome Samuel Kassow to the Midday Show.
Well, Samuel, how would you describe yourself other than author, or would you?
Well, I translated. I've been translating as well, and I've been a professor at Trinity College for over 50 years.
That counts.
Although this year was my last.
I see. Well, congratulations. I'm sure you'll probably miss various things about teaching, but fortunately, you still have these opportunities. The reason you're on the Midday Show today is because the Triplex Cinema in Great Barrington is going to host a fundraiser screening of a documentary film called Who Will Write Our History, which was directed by Roberta Grossman, a respected documentary filmmaker. And this film is based on a book you wrote of the same title, again, Who Will Write Our History, released back in 2018. The documentary and your book cover the critical importance, if I may read from my notes here, of preserving historical documents and describing the historical events in Poland leading up to and including World War II, which that affected and eventually eliminated the Warsaw Ghetto. Sounds like it's going to be quite a conversation. I should mention you are going to be participating in a post-screening Q&A with Aaron Lansky after the Q&A. What can we expect what do you hope to convey to the audience?
Well, my book and the movie, they both deal with one of the most important examples of cultural resistance in World War II, which was a secret archive organized in the Warsaw Ghetto by the historian Emanuel Ringelblum. And he brought in 60 people to gather documentation and bury those documents in tin boxes and milk cans. In other words, to create time capsules, which hopefully would surface after the war. One historian in the Warsaw Ghetto said, what we know about murdered peoples is usually what their killers choose to say about them. And historically, that's been largely true. And Emanuel Ringelblum saw the mass destruction of Warsaw Jewry happening. He didn't believe that he would survive, and he was right. Of the 60 or so people that were in this project, there were only three survivors. But Ringelblum believed that even if we don't live to see it, we will bury our documents in our time capsules, and someday somebody will find those milk cans, and historians will write about us on the basis of our documents and not on the basis of what the Germans wanted to say about us. And that's why I chose the title, Who Will Write Our History? Will we write our history, or will the Germans write our history for us? So the fact that so many of these documents were discovered, one cache in 1946, another cache in 1950, because of that, we can write about the 500,000 Jews who were killed in the Warsaw Ghetto, but we don't have to write about them just as a mass of nameless, anonymous victims. These were individuals with names. They had agency. They were in organizations. They wrote. They helped their neighbors. They registered their hopes and dreams for the future, assuming that they would have a future, which they didn't. And had we not had these documents, none of the many books about the internal life of the Warsaw Ghetto could have been written.
This film, like, again, it's called Who Will Write Our History, which, by the way, the screening will take place on Tuesday, May 14th at 6:30. Tickets, by the way, are available at thetriplex.org. I'm sure you probably agree, history, truth, these are the biggest threats to people who have other values and beliefs about how government should be run. I mean, we're grappling with these same issues right here in our country today, aren't we?
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
So I'm sure it will be a very interesting conversation that you'll have with Mr. Lansky, as well as the audience who attends. And can you just tell me, Aaron Lansky founded an archive himself in Massachusetts, right? That
It's the National Yiddish Book Center. And
amazing.
it began many, many years ago when Aaron noticed, when Aaron saw that many people were leaving vast collections of Yiddish books and Yiddish libraries when they were when they were passing away. Their children didn't know what to do with these books, and Aaron began to collect them, and he began to take them to a warehouse in Holyoke. And then this turned into a major institution, the Yiddish Book Center, based in Amherst, which is not just a place for books, but it's a major educational resource. It sponsors summer courses for young people. It sponsors lectures. It's performed a major service in digitizing Yiddish books, so people all over the world can read these, and so it's a huge achievement.
I think Yiddish is coming back. That's what
Maybe yes, maybe no, but
I
visiting the book center
think.
is certainly worthwhile, if only to see an incredible exhibit, a permanent exhibit about Jewish life in Eastern Europe that's now there.
Great. Thank you for letting us know about that. So for those who want to support art house cinema, who want to support the Berkshires arts and culture community, I'm going to urge people to get tickets for Tuesday evening's screening of Who Will Write Our History, followed by a conversation between guest here on the Midday Show, Samuel Casso and Aaron Lansky. Thank you so much for your time, Samuel. I really appreciate it, and I hope the screening and Q&A is a big success.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're listening to 98.1 KZE.